All right, let's dive into the world of Adriatic sailing.
Sounds good to me.
Our guide is Dirk. He's a real-life sailor, and he's been sharing his experiences on his blog, Jolie Fleur.
Okay.
6 weeks he spent out there, over 1,300 nautical miles, between May 22nd and July 7th of this year, over 300 hours at sea.
Wow.
And he really goes into some pretty amazing detail. You're in for a treat. Stunning scenery, unexpected challenges, you know, the whole shebang.
I can't wait to hear about it. I love reading other sailors' logs.
Me too. And I'm excited to get your take on this.
Absolutely.
What excites you the most about, you know, diving into someone else's log like this?
Well, you know, I always find it fascinating to see how other sailors approach the various challenges that inevitably pop up.
Right? Yeah.
And how those experiences, both the good and the bad, end up shaping their journeys.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a lot we can learn from each other out there on the water.
Absolutely.
And Dirk's journey in particular, you know, he covers a really interesting route starting in Marina Punta Cabiani, which is near Lignano in Italy.
Oh.
And from there, he basically traces a path down the Croatian coast, dips into Albania, and even ventures out to the Greek islands before heading back.
That's quite the itinerary.
It is.
So let's start with the Croatian leg of the trip.
Sure.
Dirk spends a good chunk of time navigating those archipelagos from Istria down to Milojet. And he really paints a picture of idyllic islands, you know, crystal clear waters.
Oh, yeah. It's beautiful there.
But for someone who hasn't sailed there, what should we know about the conditions in this area? What's it actually like to sail there?
Well, the Croatian islands are a popular destination for a reason.
Yeah.
They have, like you said, those clear waters. Generally, you can usually find some pretty reliable winds there. And there's just such a diverse landscape to explore. You know, every island has its own unique character.
Right.
It's really a constantly changing experience as you sail from one to the next. It's pretty cool.
It does sound it. And I know Dirk specifically mentions exploring Hvar and Milojet.
Oh, nice.
Anything stand out to you about those two in particular?
Hvar is known for its nightlife.
Okay.
You know, there's a really vibrant social scene, lots of other sailors there, especially in the summer months.
Yeah.
Milojet, on the other hand, is a national park, actually.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, there's these lush forests, saltwater lakes, much quieter atmosphere.
I see.
It's a great place to, you know, escape the crowds, enjoy a little peace and quiet, recharge, maybe.
That sounds wonderful. Yeah. So it sounds like there's something for everyone along the Croatian coast, depending on what you're looking for. But then Dirk heads south to Albania.
Right.
He describes it as having this developing coastline, which kind of hints at a very different experience.
Definitely.
So for sailors out there, what kind of challenges and rewards might they find along the Albanian coast?
Well, Albania is a bit of a hidden gem, I'd say, in the sailing world. It's definitely less developed than Croatia, especially when it comes to their tourism infrastructure.
Yeah.
But I think that could be part of the charm.
Oh, interesting.
You'll find these unspoiled beaches, secluded anchorages, and just this general sense of adventure.
Yeah.
That's a lot harder to come by in more, you know, in destinations that are already very well established and popular.
Right.
However, of course, there's a trade-off. You might also have to face some challenges, like finding supplies or navigating waters that aren't as well charted.
So a little bit more risk, a little bit more reward.
Exactly.
What stands out to you from Dirk's description of this leg of the trip? Anything in particular?
He mentions being really struck by the stark beauty of the Albanian coastline. You know,
okay.
Those rugged mountains that just plunge straight into the sea, lack of crowds, that feeling of truly being off the beaten path, you know?
Yeah.
And it sounds like he really relished that sense of discovery.
I bet.
Yeah.
And from there, Dirk sets sail for the Greek islands. And it's interesting to know that he specifically chooses Corfu.
Oh, really?
And spends his time sailing around the island rather than island hopping, which a lot of people do in that area.
Yeah, they do, yeah.
Any idea why he might have opted for that?
Well, Corfu is a pretty large island.
Okay.
It has a lot to offer sailors. You know, it's got a variety of different anchorages. You've got the bustling harbors, the secluded coves, a little bit of everything.
Oh, nice.
And it's known for its lush landscapes, you know, that vibrant culture, and importantly for sailors, the maestro wind.
The maestro wind?
Yes.
Tell me more about that.
Well, it's a northerly wind that's common in the afternoons, especially during those hot summer months.
Okay.
And it can be quite strong. It can make for some pretty exciting sailing conditions.
Oh, I bet.
So it's part of what makes Corfu such a popular spot, especially for, you know, more experienced sailors looking for a bit of a challenge.
So it sounds like Dirk was looking for a challenge. He describes experiencing this mix of serene moments, you know, those picture-perfect moments.
All right, right.
But also heart-pounding excitement. What specific challenges stood out to you in his descriptions?
He mentions this particular night sail between Corfu and Dubrovnik. He encountered a really, really severe storm. Lightning, huge waves, crazy strong winds.
Oh, man.
That must have been a truly harrowing experience.
Yeah.
Even for someone like Dirk. You know, he's a seasoned sailor.
It makes you wonder, how did he manage to stay calm?
Yeah. How do you navigate through those conditions safely? It's impressive.
It is impressive.
And it's a good place to stop for now. We'll pick this back up next time and talk more about what we can all learn from Dirk's experiences.
Sounds good. Looking forward to it.
Me too. It's interesting you bring up that point about, you know, learning from these challenges, because one of the things that struck me about Dirk's blog is how much he talks about his own growth throughout this journey. You know, it's not just about ticking off destinations or racking up nautical miles. It's about pushing his limits and becoming a more, I don't know, skilled and confident sailor.
Absolutely. And you can really see that growth reflected in the way that he describes his experiences. Early on in the trip, he's very focused on the, you know, the practicalities of sailing, right?
The navigation, the boat handling, all the logistics. But as the journey goes on, he starts to kind of delve deeper into the emotional and even psychological aspects of being at sea.
Almost like a shift in his writing, you know?
Yeah.
From simply recounting events to actually reflecting on their meaning, you know what I mean?
Exactly. And that's where the real learning comes in, I think.
Right.
It's not just about acquiring new skills. It's about developing a deeper understanding of, you know, yourself and your place in the world.
I'm curious to hear more about those specific moments where Dirk's growth is most evident. What stands out to you?
Well, there's this one passage where he talks about having to deal with a broken engine.
Oh, no.
While anchored off the coast of Albania.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, it would have been so easy to panic in that situation.
Oh, yeah.
Or become discouraged. But instead, he really methodically troubleshoots the problem, draws on his knowledge, and eventually manages to fix it himself.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
That must have been a real confidence booster.
Yeah, it really highlights his resourcefulness.
Yeah.
And problem-solving abilities.
Yeah.
But I think it also reveals a deeper shift in his mindset. He's no longer looking at those challenges as setbacks, but as opportunities for growth.
That's a good way to look at it.
Yeah.
It sounds like he's embracing the unpredictable nature of sailing and finding a sense of satisfaction in overcoming those obstacles.
Precisely. And that's, I think, a key element of what makes sailing so appealing to so many people.
Yeah.
It's a constant test of your skills, your adaptability, and your resilience. And the rewards that you get go far beyond just simply reaching your destination.
And speaking of rewards, Dirk also mentions experiencing some incredible moments of natural beauty throughout his trip.
Oh, yeah.
There's this one passage where he describes a sunset over the Ionian Sea that left him, like, speechless.
Oh, I remember that one. He talks about the sky just erupting in this kaleidoscope of colors, oranges, pinks, purples.
Wow.
And this feeling of being completely immersed in the beauty of that moment.
That sounds incredible.
It's just a reminder that even amidst the challenges and, you know, uncertainties of sailing, there are these moments of pure awe and wonder that make it all worthwhile.
I mean, and those moments aren't limited to sunsets either, right?
No, not at all.
Dirk describes encounters with dolphins, a sea turtle. He even saw a pod of whales.
Oh, wow.
It's amazing to think that he was able to witness such incredible wildlife while he was out on the open water.
I think those encounters speak to that, you know, unique connection with nature that sailing offers.
Yeah.
You're not just observing it from afar. You're immersed in it. Sharing the same space with these incredible creatures, you're experiencing that raw power and beauty of the natural world firsthand.
That sounds like a truly humbling experience.
It is. It puts things into perspective. When you're out on the vast expanse of the ocean, you realize how small and insignificant your own problems really are in the grand scheme of things.
And yet, those seemingly small problems, like, you know, fixing a broken engine or navigating through a storm, they can feel monumental in the moment, can't they?
They can. They really can. It's all about perspective, isn't it?
It is. And I think that's one of the most valuable lessons that sailing teaches us.
I agree.
It's about finding that balance between acknowledging the challenges we face and appreciating the beauty that surrounds us.
Well said.
Now, we focus a lot on the sailing itself, but Dirk also makes a point of exploring onshore whenever possible. He describes, you know, hiking to these panoramic viewpoints, discovering hidden coves, indulging in the local cuisine.
I love it.
It seems like he really embraced the opportunity to experience the Adriatic region beyond just the water.
Absolutely. And those experiences ashore, they're just as important as the sailing itself, I think.
Yeah.
They add a layer of cultural immersion and personal enrichment to the journey.
What specific anecdotes or observations stand out to you from his, you know, descriptions of his time on land?
Well, he talked about exploring the ancient city walls of Dubrovnik.
Oh, wow.
Getting lost in those labyrinthine streets of Corfu town.
Oh, I can imagine.
Savoring fresh seafood at a family-run taverna on a remote Greek island.
That sounds incredible.
He even mentions hiking to the top of a mountain in Albania for those breathtaking views of the coastline.
It sounds like he really took advantage of every opportunity to explore and immerse himself in the local culture.
He did. And those experiences ashore clearly had a profound impact on him.
Hmm.
And it talks about feeling this deep sense of connection with the people and the places that he visited.
Yeah.
And how those interactions enriched his journey in ways that he never expected.
It's a reminder that travel isn't just about seeing new places.
Right.
It's about connecting with new people.
Yeah.
Experiencing new cultures and expanding our understanding of the world.
Exactly. And I think that's something that Dirk embodies in his approach to sailing. He's not just sailing for the sake of sailing.
Right.
He's sailing to connect with the world, to learn and grow, and to, share those experiences with others.
And in doing so, he's inspiring others to do the same.
Precisely.
You know, it's inspiring to hear how Dirk has kind of woven these different elements together, you know, the sailing, the exploration, and the personal growth into one really enriching experience.
It is.
And it seems like he doesn't want to keep this experience to himself either.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
He mentions on his blog that he offers these escape the ordinary sailing adventures.
Yeah, yeah.
Where he acts as skipper.
So it's like he's created a way to share his passion with others who are looking for, you know, a similar type of escape.
Yeah. And with someone who clearly knows the ropes and the region inside and out.
It really makes you wonder what kind of people are drawn to these types of adventures. You know, what motivates someone to sign up for a sailing trip with the complete stranger?
I think it's a desire for something more, you know.
Yeah.
Something beyond that typical vacation experience.
Right.
It's about seeking a challenge, a connection with nature, and maybe even just a chance to disconnect from the daily grind.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And maybe there's also an element of trust involved, right? Putting your faith in someone else's expertise and guidance to lead you on this unforgettable journey.
And in a way, that's kind of what we've been doing with this deep dive, right?
Okay, in a way, yeah.
We've trusted Dirk's account to guide us through, you know, the beauty and the challenges of sailing the Adriatic.
We have. We've relied on his observations and reflections to paint a picture.
Yeah.
Of this region and this lifestyle.
Yeah.
And hopefully inspired you to consider what adventures might be calling you.
Exactly. And it doesn't have to be sailing, of course.
No, not at all.
Maybe it's hiking a mountain trail or learning a new language or finally starting that creative project you've been putting off.
Right.
The important thing is to just find what sparks your sense of adventure.
Yeah, find your passion.
And pursue it.
Exactly.
So as we wrap up our deep dive into Dirk's Adriatic adventure, we encourage you to reflect on what resonated with you most. You know, what aspects of his journey sparked your curiosity?
What challenges inspired you? What new perspectives did you gain?
And perhaps most importantly, what personal adventures are calling your name? You know, what steps can you take today to move closer to those experiences?
I love that.
We hope this deep dive has provided some food for thought and maybe even a little inspiration to chart your own course toward a more fulfilling and adventurous life.
Me too. Thanks for having me.
It was great having you. Thanks for listening.